O'Reilly Auto Parts, man, they are in the business of keeping your car on the road. They offer friendly and helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. You know the jingle?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do the jingle at the end of this.
Nice. I can't wait for it.
Yeah. So listen. Listen to the end. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your car. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com. That's O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly's Auto Parts.
Ow!
You better put that in there.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit HelloAlma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's HelloAlma.com/therapy30.
The following is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
This week on the Dale Jr. Download.
2014, the big rain delay. I got in the car for the start of that race, not in the correct mindset to win it. Without the brake, I don't think we win that race. Jeff Gordon on the show tomorrow is our guest. I'm just looking forward to sort of catching up with Jeff on his kind of a new role at HMS. One of the things in the news is the new charter agreement.
I don't think Hendrick Motorsports has made a profit in 10 years. And then you say, well, why do you do it? Well, Rick Hendrick loves the sport. He loves cars, and it's been good branding.
Welcome to the Bojangles Studio and the second episode of DJD Reloaded, which is a show specifically for you fans. So keep the conversations going on YouTube. You'll hear the Dale call. I mean, there are plenty of ways to join in the conversation and tell us what you think. My name is Casey Bo. I am the host of Door Bumper Clear. I am joined by a few lovely gentlemen and one additional guest who is in Daytona.
Yes.
You guys
on location.
Tell us who you are?
Well, first of all.
Oh, it is 9:30 in the morning. Is this really happening right now?
If I'm on this couch, Casey, I drink beers. It doesn't matter the time. So I'm glad to join you guys. My name's Travis, produce Accent Detrimental and Dirty Mo Doe. So just glad to join you guys today. Thanks for the excuse to drink.
You are the mountains starting blue? Off strong.
Yeah, mountains are blue. I got a cooler over here to make sure they stay cold so I can have more.
A Chase Elliott cooler, by the way. So. You're really on trend.
You know, just maybe a hint of who I'm thinking about taking. I don't know.
Ooh, very interesting. Andrew Kurland, supervising producer of the Dale Jr. Download, host of Next Level. And once again, I made it back here on DJD Reloaded. This is great. Travis, you're a new face to DJD Reloaded, and we're missing a face from last week, Carla, but she is on location in Daytona. She is getting the inside scoop from all the drivers. Media day was yesterday. Carla, how's everything going so far in Daytona?
Yeah, it's going pretty well so far, I guess. Pretty busy day yesterday, starting at 8 a.m. with media day. So just kind of the car wash of like talking to all of the drivers. And then, yeah, it's a little bit colder today, colder as we get further into the weekend. So I'm definitely keeping an eye on the weather. But yeah, what's It's been pretty busy so far. It is Thursday, right?
It is.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. Now, obviously, being at Media Day, you got to talk to every driver. Tell us some stories. What are we missing over there?
You know, Media Day is so interesting, and I don't know how, I'm sure the drivers do feel this way, but I've been around them enough that I'm always curious, like, how they view this, right? I think some of the drivers, you know, you want to get their personalities out. You also realize that some of the drivers hate questions to draw their personalities out. And then some of the drivers, you know, you want to ask questions so that they know that, you know, that they're aware that you're familiar with their sport, because I think a lot of the drivers actually get asked a lot of questions that don't have anything to do with NASCAR. So that's always an interesting balance of getting their personalities out, but also, you know, getting them to talk about, you know, obviously the race on Sunday and just the rest of the season, because it is the media day for the Daytona 500, but a lot of the times we won't get the drivers in, you know, one room for the rest of the season until, you know, maybe in the playoffs or maybe in the summer sometime. So it could kind of just depends. But yeah, I'm trying to think of some interesting stories. I mean, Corey LaJoie yesterday was pretty much a walking margarita. He had QR codes all over his, you know, fire suit. That was interesting. I'm trying to think of something else. Ross Chastain told me a pretty interesting story that we did not see on the Netflix documentary. I know we talked a little bit about that last week, but he said that, you know, the clip where he's swimming in the lake.
Yeah.
Right. So he said that he actually almost choked on water and caught cramps in both of his legs during that. So I thought that was pretty funny and kind of a little bit of a backstory. I can't imagine what all we missed from all of the Netflix footage that they shot.
I think a blooper reel would be great when it comes to that show.
The pressure's on when Netflix is there. Like, you know, you don't want to necessarily screw up or, you know, do something that makes you look stupid with the cameras on. So I'm glad they didn't put Ross Chastain and, you know, struggling the lake. But Carla, you mentioned, you know, there were some drivers that were in good moods. They were happy to answer questions. Others that weren't. Like, who's feeling good as we get into Daytona weekend?
I think a majority of them are feeling good. You can definitely tell, like, who's having a good day and who's not, who's happy to be there, who's not. I thought Corey was, you know, he's like very jovial person to be around. I thought he was just like very locked in. I know he's had a lot of stuff going on this off season. Obviously we talked with him last week, but I thought that he was locked in. You know, on the business side of things, you know, you're always talking to like Denny Hamlin and Brad Keselowski and all of these driver owners, and those conversations get a little bit more serious in those interviews. But for the majority, you know, you've got a lot of rookies, and it was just kind of fun to, I always like watching them kind of take the red carpet, you know, their first time going through that. Josh Berry, I think they anticipate it, but still you can tell that it's like the first day of school for a lot of these guys. And it really does feel that way for pretty much all of the drivers. It's like the start of a new season, the start of a new year. They get asked a lot of the same questions yesterday over and over and over again. So I definitely understand the redundancy of it all. But it was fun.
What was Alex Bowman like yesterday with his back injury coming last year, the pressure at HMS to get the victory? What was the kind of his feel going into Daytona 500?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's happy to be back. You know, before qualifying last night, I didn't necessarily sense that there was pressure with really any of the Hendrick guys that I talked to about their performance. But I did, you know, you can always tell like reoccurring themes and things that they continue to bring up. Alex Bowman bringing up the injuries. I even asked him, you know, I actually asked a reoccurring question to all of the drivers, which I'll put a video up a little bit later today and kind of post that. But I asked them, what do you think fans think of you, and had them kind of fill in the blank. So like when fans think of Alex Bowman, they think what? And his first answer was, well, the last 2 years, they think injuries. And that just kind of says a lot, right? I think from a mental standpoint, not only when you go through a physical ailment like that, that keeps you out of the race car, that is going to play a part into your mental well-being as you get ready to go back racing again. And so I definitely felt that for him. But again, I didn't necessarily feel that was more pressure on him. It's just something that he's definitely thinking about.
That's fair. And I guess on that note, looking at qualifying yesterday, we have an all Ford front row.
Yeah.
Bowman unfortunately failed to make the second round. Are we thinking Ford is really the will they win the Daytona 500?
No.
Oh, dang. You're quick to answer that. Why do you say that?
Well, I think front row's got their new alliance with Penske, and I think that helped them with qualifying, but I don't think come Sunday it will. I think you're going to see those Hendrick drivers, one of those four.
I think it's interesting that you see speed out of Ford when it's been so long Hendrick dominated. Like, the question I have is the dark horse here to play? Like, is this new Ford body legitimate in terms of having some extra speed that they didn't have last year? That's the question that I think people are going to be wondering as we go into the duels tonight. But yeah, qualifying, interesting. You know, Michael McDowell on the front row, that's something I didn't necessarily see coming. I have a stat here where it's 16 drivers have won from the front row. So something interesting to keep your eyes on.
I think it was since 2000 where the pole winner has won the 500.
Wow.
So that long. I don't know if that's like a struggle sign for Joey Logano. Carla, I'm curious, if you were at the track last night for qualifying, what was the overall vibe between the Jimmy Johnson and David Reagan and just the tension of not knowing, obviously, who would be locked into the race? And obviously, David Reagan moved on. What was that like?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code ODYSSEY. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, it was really fun. And yeah, I was on, you know, just the grid and kind of watching all the cars roll off and all the numbers pop up. And there was a pretty decent crowd there last night, despite it being pretty cold. And so there were a lot of gas, especially like when Michael McDowell, you know, got he had the top speed from qualifying. And then we were all waiting as Joey Logano kind of went across the line and, you know, just kind of the elation from that team when he surpassed McDowell. So it was very interesting. And it was interesting to watch the Toyotas, too, because obviously they did not qualify well at all. And just to kind of see those guys just keep rolling back into the garage, just not necessarily what you expected. But it was interesting not to see a Chevy get this one. I thought they were going to be the strongest after qualifying, after we got those top 10 results. I think there were, what, 6 Chevys, 4 Fords. You just thought Chevy was going to run away with it again, just like they have since, what, I think 2012. And I think it was the last time a Hendrick driver didn't win the pole was 20. 20- 14. I mean, that's a pretty crazy stat for Ford to come in here. But I think, you know, one of the things that you're going to look at is, you know, we're going to find out more after the duels tonight, right? When they're actually racing with other cars, a little bit more pack racing. I don't know how much we can really put into qualifying right now, and we don't have more cars on the track, but certainly the Fords, they had the speed last night.
Well, especially with, you know, Ford and Toyota both having new cars. I agree. I don't think qualifying is going to be the answer of telling us what the future, what 2024 looks like. So I don't know. I'm not really sure who the pick for the 500, but I would love to hear y'all's. And we do know that Dale picked Brad to win the 500, which that is 100% a solid pick. I think he has one coming. I'm going to actually go against Brad, where he made the comment that Buescher was not getting a win this year. I'm picking Buescher to win the 500.
Interesting.
What do you guys think?
Well, I first want to say that Logano and McDowell won't win, because when's the last time somebody from the front row won the Daytona 500? Hasn't been
2000, I think.
Yeah,
with
Jerry. Like it has since, you know, 2000. Like the front, like qualifying isn't as important now as it used to be for the Daytona 500, and because of that, I think the Chevys know the most about their bodies, and that's why I'm picking Chase.
Oh, Chase Elliott. That is interesting. Well, going back to the pole winners, I think it's, even though the last winner was in 2000 that started from the pole, only 9 total drivers have won from the pole in the Daytona 500. But this is a guy that, it's a mixture of a feel thing versus, I started watching replays of old Daytona 500 finishes just to get myself excited for this race. And this guy always seems to be around at the finish. I'm picking Martin Truex Jr. That's who I got.
Carlo, who do you got?
I don't feel great about – I don't usually pick pole winners for many races, but I did – I'm leaning more toward the Ford with Logano in this one. My second choice, though, was going to be Larson, right, because of just the way that qualifying went, the way that the Chevys went. I feel like those numbers are going to be better. But I do kind of want to add some context to some of y'all's picks from the guys that I heard about. Travis, you mentioned Chase Elliott yesterday and Chevy having an advantage because of, you know, the 3 years that they've been in that body. I asked him that. I said, is that more of an advantage that you've been in it for 3 years, or is it more of an advantage for Toyota and Ford to have these changes? And he seemed to think, well, anytime you make a car better, you know, typically you're not going to make it worse. So that's kind of interesting. Casey, you picked Chris Buescher. I asked him yesterday, you know, he won, what, 3 races last year. And Brad Keselowski still not won with RFK Racing. I said, how much do you want to see Keselowski in? And I just thought his whole demeanor changed, not in a bad way, but just like it's something that he's thinking about. He's once, you know, you look back at the race in the fall from Daytona, Keselowski pushing Buescher in that race too, and really helping him a lot through last season as a teammate. And I think, I don't know if there's more pressure for Buescher to win or if there's more pressure for him to help Brad Keselowski finally get in victory lane.
So it could be the other way around, where Buescher's pushing Keselowski at the end. I'd support that. Now, going back to manufacturers and the changes, we're going to put a poll up on YouTube chat right now, letting you guys pick which manufacturer will win the 500. So far, we're at Ford with 52%, Chevy with 34%, Toyota 12%.
Dang.
And that would be, if Martin wins, that'd be the second Toyota driver to win it, right? Ooh. Think Denny's the only Toyota driver?
That's a good question.
Yeah. If you're in the chat, let us know if you know the answer to this one. I'm not sure which Toyota driver is one. I know Martin, but
everyone seems to be very confident in the Fords. I think that's the answer so far.
I've seen a lot of, in the chats, we've got Bubba, we've got Chase, Logano,
Ross.
So many people rooting for Larson for the 500. So
somebody said Noah, and on Actions Detrimental, Denny said like Noah's legitimate shot to win because it's, you know, Daytona 500, so don't write him off just because, you know, he's kind of been out of the car for a while.
What about our defending champ, Ryan Blaney? He has multiple runner-up finishes in the Daytona 500, including a photo finish. I feel like Blaney is someone else who we got to seriously consider as someone going into the 500 as potentially a favorite.
And to your point,
yeah, there's only been four drivers to win. I think it's four drivers, correct me if I'm wrong, that have been able to have the championship and then gone back and won the first race of the year at the 500. I think Dale Jarrett was the last to do that. So that would be a pretty elite group for him to be a part of, too, if he does.
And with that, the professor is on Dirty Mode Dough and Racing Insights. The predictor model going into qualifying had Blaney as the clear cut number one, and the second tier was below him. So, you know, the model loves him too. So it will be interesting.
Ryan Blaney's got one win, four top fives, seven top tens at Daytona. So, I mean, he obviously knows how to get around that place. And I look at those are his Daytona stats, but Daytona 500, I feel like, is a different beast. So I love those two runner-up finishes, and I think we're going to see someone lift the Harley J. Earl Trophy that has never lifted it before at the end of Sunday or Monday or whenever we get to see the checkered flag. That'd be my prediction.
Bold prediction.
Again?
Yeah.
All right, Carlo, well, I know you have plenty to do over in Daytona, so keep us updated on social. Let us know how things are going. I know we'll be watching from here.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
See you, Carlo.
See you next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
So, just like you guys can share your thoughts on YouTube, we also have our Dale call number, which, I mean, I can't think of a better way to leave a message for Dale than this number. So we're going to go to a few calls from this week.
Yeah.
We'll kick with the first one.
Hey, DJD. I'm calling with some predictions for the Daytona 500 and the champion for this year. So for the 500, I'm just kind of going with Denny on his prediction. I'm thinking Kyle Busch gets it done for the first time. And as far as the champion goes, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Chase Elliott has an awesome rebound year, and he makes it to the final four and gets his number two championship. All right. Thanks for allowing me to call, and lifelong fan, and I hope to hear it on the air. Thanks.
So can I issue a little correction on this Denny Hamlin pick thing?
Did he pick Denny or Kyle?
Well, he picked Kyle, but everyone says Denny picked Kyle. No, Denny said, I'm going to win if I don't win Kyle. So Denny's pick to win is not Kyle.
He's himself.
Saying, yes. Also, is he a lifelong fan of DJD Reloaded or DJD?
I would say DJD Reloaded.
That's what I was
thinking. That would be my
guess. I support that. Yeah. All right, one more call from you guys.
I just wanted to say that.
Crush that beer, man.
I just wanted to say that I have a bold prediction.
Oh.
And there's 11 winless cup guys in this field, including 5 rookies. And I think Zane Smith is going to win the Daytona 500 and be the first one of those 11 guys and first one of those 5 rookies to get his first cup win, even before Mr. Ty Gibbs. That's my bold prediction, Mr. Junior.
Wow. Zane Smith winning the Daytona 500. Can you guys see that happening? That's like Austin Cindric winning the 500 with rookie stripes on his car, I feel like.
Exactly.
Although I think Zane is even bigger of a bold prediction because Austin Cindric had some cup starts before that.
Well, it is Daytona, so anything can happen.
Vegas doesn't see it happening, though. Plus 5,000 if you bet Zane Smith.
Travis with
throw
the stats.
Throw a dollar on Zane Smith then.
Oh, all right. Well, keep those calls coming. Send us your thoughts at 704-584-9573. Now, Andrew, you are heading to Daytona tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've checked the weather, but I would maybe pack enough clothes for Wednesday.
How should he pack?
Oh, I don't.
You've been to many, right? Like,
be with. I mean,
I almost don't want to bring. I don't want to bring a rain jacket just because I don't want to have to think I'll need it. You know, maybe that's a stupid thing, but it's more
that
so
is,
superstition.
That is,
right?
That, yeah, I can confirm from experience. That is not a good call.
The same kid has got burned out of track last year because of the sun, and his socks got soaking wet out of track last year. So,
yeah, I don't do well with the elements at a racetrack. But, yes, I'm leaving for the racetrack first thing in the morning tomorrow. And, yeah, like you said, the weather looking a little bit questionable for Saturday going into Sunday. I mean, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we can see a green flag and a checkered flag on Sunday. I don't know how to feel about it. I think I'm going to start getting my rain dance in early, I think is the most important thing to do. But we talked about this on the download, and, you know, I think we got a clip talking about Dale in the 2014 Daytona 500 and
with the rain delay.
Yeah.
Let's hear
so,
it.
Yeah.
2014, we've told that story a million times, but the big rain delay.
Mm-hmm. That was my first day on the job was that race. And I remember that rain delay was like, what, 8 hours or something like that?
Yeah, 6, I think. But the weird thing is that every time you get in a race car, you have a different attitude, a different mentality. I rarely got in the car feeling exactly the same as last week. Your motivation, your expectations, it's a moving target. Mm-hmm. It's very dynamic, all over the place. I got in the car for the start of that race not in the correct mindset to win it. I don't know what happened in that break, but if without the break, I don't think we win that race. We had the break, and something like during that break was like,
mentally
we're gonna I'm ready to get this thing going. Let's get out there and let's get it going. And so if you look at the race and watch it, I raced both of those two parts differently.
And this is, I want to go back to why I asked Carla which drivers were in good moods, because it reminded me of what Dale had to say there mentally going into it. He was talking about having to stay sharp through those rain delays, and I feel like you need a mentally tough driver to ultimately come and take that checkered flag. And I want to go back to my pick here. I'm going to pat myself on the back, and this could backfire on me real quick, but I picked Martin Truex Jr. A, because I feel like he has a good track record at Daytona. He's got 3,438 laps in the top 15. That's the fourth most among active drivers. But remember his nickname last year? It was Monday Martin Truex Jr. He was the king of the rain out races. So that's why I think he's the perfect pick for this year.
Your flight's on Monday. You're not packing for rain, but you're picking a winner that will win on Monday because of the rain?
Listen, man,
I'm confused here.
It's part superstition, part of me being a realist. This is the realist in me saying, I don't know if we're going to get a race in on Sunday. And if there's anyone who proves that they can race after delays, rain delays, it's an experienced veteran like Martin Truex Jr. Oh,
Andrew, I don't really know how to understand your mind sometimes, and this is just a perfect example.
I thought I
of
delivered
that
perfectly.
I'll take Denny Hamlin, who has 3 Daytona 500 victories, and he's won on Monday races 3 times.
Oh, okay, well, you do that. You have fun with that. Oh, well, before Jeff Gordon went to the studio, the Dirty Mo team had a pre-interview with him.
I love when we do these.
I know. This is content that you guys have not seen before. So Jeff Gordon's name is in quite a few rap songs, and we got to ask him which is his favorite.
Well, of course, Nelly and E.I. is my favorite one. I was a fan of his music, and you know, heard that song and was, you know, very proud to be in it, and it still lives on today. And I get a pretty good, actually, when we were in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl, my daughter and I were riding in an Uber, and that song came on in the Uber, and she was like, oh, turn it up. So we still get a kick out of that.
That is a good one.
Should we have Andrew read those lyrics?
I mean, if we have time, I would love that.
Travis, you printed them out?
Yeah. The bottom one.
The bottom
Please.
One. Yeah. Wait, hold
read
on.
It. Read it like the song, though.
No, yeah.
I don't know how the song goes.
Yeah, that's the
I'm
best
be
part.
Honest.
So just
how do you want me to read this?
However you think it should be
like,
read.
Like poetry. Like,
however
I
you
just
want.
Read it. Read it. Read it real nice. Yeah. Where's the camera
yes.
here? All right. Let's take a look here. I drive fastly. Call me Jeff Gordon, in a black SS with the navigation. That doesn't even rhyme. What are they doing with
well,
this?
Because they're
that's not
rap
how he raps
it,
though.
Okay,
so wait,
if
do I have to rap it?
Yes, if
is
you can try.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
I drive fastly, call me Jeff Gordon, in a black SS with the navigation, Sean Gordon. I'm trying to rhyme it with Gordon.
If you guys can sing it better than Andrew, please use your Dale call number.
Oh, man.
And let us know. I want to hear it.
In the Dale
I want to hear it. Oh, and Andrew, I don't know. You should probably look at the YouTube chat later, because I think a lot of people are agreeing that
someone's gonna be like, go to you know, however long this is, go to 43 minutes and watch this guy just completely crash and burn. And
well,
it's gonna cut
well
to
not
me
only
doing
the
that.
Song but the weather, so you should probably read YouTube
listen
before
you
know pack.
What I feel fine about my weather superstitions. I think I nailed that, so you know
I
what?
Mean somebody I apologize, I can't read that far, but they're saying that it's going to happen Sunday or Monday.
Who?
So we'll see.
Oh, I love it. Whoever said that in the chat, I love your optimism.
And whoever is watching from Oregon, props.
That's an early morning.
Should we make him do
and he's and picking Chase Briscoe. Damn. That's another bold one. SHR did pretty well.
Should I make Andrew do one more?
Oh, no. Yeah, go for
one
it.
One more Jeff.
One Casey said that.
One more Jeff. I'll let you pick any one.
No. You give me the one.
We'll do the second to
my
the bottom.
Gosh. Jeff Gordon is in a lot of songs, man.
Second to the bottom there.
Second to the bottom. Okay. Oh, man. Ay, drop my top on my foreign. Ain't no phones, no recording. Got my guap in the morning. In that coupe, Jeff Gordon. Skirt, skirt is what it says. It says skirt, skirt there at the end.
I don't even, I mean, it's too early for this. We've got Travis drinking beer.
Oh, yeah. I'll do it again.
Read another one.
Wait, hold on. Hey, yo, drop top of my foreign. Ain't no phones, got no recording. Got my guap in the morning. In that coupe, Jeff Gordon. Yeah.
What?
Come on.
Casey is lost.
I don't even know. I don't get paid enough to host this show with you guys. I'm not really sure what is going on right now.
YouTube
I
chat
mean, Casey,
is loving it.
You have the DBC guys
I
on
do.
Monday, so this is nothing.
I do. And on that note, I did get a text way late in the middle of the night from Freddie saying that my biggest fan is at the Oyster Pub. So I am so sorry if you were at the Oyster Pub, and I don't know if that's a sarcasm of your biggest fan as in like Brett's biggest fans, but you know. We'll find that out later. Even more from the YouTube chat. I mean, that's the whitest thing I've ever happened.
Thank you, Nicholas.
All right, let's go to some tweets as well. I don't even know what to say to this. Don't forget, use hashtag don't hold me to it. Harley Forever is saying, I'm picking David Reagan, proven winner at Super Speedways in the past with a team that was consistently up front at Plate Race last year.
When's the last time a non-charter car won the 500? Chat, do you know?
Ooh, good question. Yeah. Joseph is picking Ryan frickin' Blaney. We've got that.
Craig with William Byron, Adam, Kyle Busch. He's the bold one. Another Ross Chastain from Barbie.
Nana going Bubba.
I'll take it.
Okay, Nana, let's go.
Bubba's a pretty solid pick. We were talking about this yesterday.
He finished, what, second, like, 2 or 3 years ago?
I think he's another guy who has multiple runner-up finishes in the Daytona 500.
Can you imagine? After all the stress last year of trying to make it in the playoffs on points, and he could just get in the first race?
That would be pretty interesting. I think Kyle Busch, too.
I think what's really cool is that there is not one person. Like, I feel like everybody can say a different driver. Like, there is not one favorite, really, if you think about it. And you can't go by qualifying because we don't really know.
Yeah, we don't even know the full qualifying order yet.
All right, well, before we wrap the show, we have tons going on at Dirty Mo Media this week. Don't forget, Actions Detrimental, Dirty Mo Doe, 2 episodes of The Download, and Speed Street have already dropped. So you got those to listen to and watch on YouTube. Tonight, after the duels, Jeff Gluck and Jordan Bianchi will be live on YouTube with the podcast dropping shortly after. So tons of post-race content. Dirty Mo Doe will have a second episode on Friday, which is perfect for betting before the 500. Travis, I know you know a thing or two about that one.
Figure out those bets.
Yep. And as a reminder, Actions Detrimental and Door Bumper Clear both have our own YouTube channels. So I hear there might be a little competition coming up between both shows. Personally, I think you guys should go subscribe to Door Bumper Clear.
Don't listen to her. Go follow Actions Detriment on YouTube. Smash that subscribe button.
This kid's like 3 beers in. Ignore him. And don't forget, of course, to subscribe to the Dirty Mo YouTube channel as well.
I want to say the YouTube chat has had some feedback. Bart and 00 Music said DJ Curlin, so I appreciate that. But my favorite comment comes from Mike, who said, wow, this is bad.
Yes, and I'm hoping, Mike,
was that our boss?
I'm hoping, Mike, you're referring to Andrew's rapping ability and not the show. And whoever, I can't read your name, whoever just asked if I'll be in Atlanta, yes, I will be. So be sure to come stop by and say hi. And Dale Call, new one. Please send us your raps because I cannot wait to hear them. Dial 704-584-9703 to let Dale and all of us know what you think. Well, thank you guys so much for hopping on. Travis, I hope you're not planning on driving anytime soon. I don't know what's left in that.
He's got a full work day ahead of him.
Yeah, I
got
to go work, but thanks for letting me join you guys today.
Keep the comments coming. Send us your Dale calls and have a great week.
This is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
Check out Dirty Mo Media. YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Dirty Mo.
Dirty Mo. Dirty Mo.